This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Although some students view the idea of going to school as a pain, it really may be for others. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says about 14,000 children are treated for back-related injuries every year, and some of that may stem from the backpacks they carry. In this edition of Vital Signs, Margaret Bryant, a physical therapist with Parkland Hospital, talks about this.
It's been involved with all age kids, pre-K level to middle school, up to high school age, into college as well.
What kind of problems are you seeing?
The complaints is neck pain, shoulder pain, having discomfort, just being able to get the backpack from point A to point B.
How much should that backpack weigh?
A middle school child should carry only 5 to 10% of their body weight. A high school age child, student, should carry 10 to 15% of their body weight. When you really boil it down, it needs to be no more than 25 pounds.
Whether you think of it in terms of percentage or in terms of pounds, when kids are loading up that backpack to go home, they're not really thinking about either, though. They're just saying, I need my Spanish book, I need my math book, I need this, this, that, and the other. And whatever it weighs, that's what I got to take.
That's where we're going to have to get parent involvement or even a therapist involved in doing an assessment where they can do that calculation, actually weigh that backpack, where when the child gets home, for example, put that backpack on the bathroom scale and see kind of where you're at. And then from there, you can progress to making the changes. And so making the changes would mean the position of the backpack, maybe taking things out of the backpack.
So then faced with a heavy backpack, then what can the student do on his or her own?
The first thing is make sure it fits correctly. It needs to hit between the shoulder blades. Mm-hmm. It needs to start at the crest of their shoulder blade, right at the shoulder. And then it needs to hit them only 4 inches below their waist. And so our waist is a good landmark is your belly button.
What kind of backpack should they buy?
Look for a backpack that has 2 straps, padded for comfort and for correct position, adjustable straps. So you can make the adjustments needed. Also, an extra waist strap, because the backpack needs to be as close to the body so that the weight is evenly distributed closest to the body, not hanging away from the body.
Are there alternatives to the standard kind of backpack? I was thinking, for instance, is there anything like the luggage on wheels that people carry in the airports?
So there are those available, and those tend to be objects that get tripped on or put in the way, and now we have more hazards. Ideally, a student that could physically carry a backpack is preferred, but because of maybe some disabilities or other impairments that are going on, that they physically cannot carry a backpack, that would be a student that is more appropriate to use a backpack on wheels. If the backpack is weighed and it's more than 25 pounds, for example, a good resolution would be to take out parts of what are in the backpack and actually carry them in your hands in front of you so that the weight is literally distributed from the front and the back so that the forces are equal. So that decreases the pressure to the back and the spine.
Are there any exercises or anything that kids could be doing in the meantime to cope with this?
The best thing for kids is to play and to keep everything kind of in balance. But the biggest thing is posture. The spine is intended to be more of an S shape. So being aware of your head, shoulder, and hip position keeps the posture in its good kind of S shape. And when it's in that position, that allows the spine to really absorb the load that it's intended to absorb.
Margaret Bryant, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, too.